It's all about control. Isn't it, though?
Yes, it is.
Mostly, or at least with one of my last callers, controlling these nasty women who vote and have opinions and such.
How dare we?
How dare we? Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Jess P.S. on the board. My guest Thursday co-host Tom Paulswitz with me. We've been fielding calls and having a discussion about Trump's abandonment of NATO, abandonment of the Western alliance, abandonment of Ukraine, his sidling up, his transactional deal making, his new ally, old ally, Vladimir Putin, and how abhorrent that is. What a slap in the face it is to 85 years of America trying to be a shining city on the hill when it comes, and Reagan's words, not mine, of course, when it comes to supporting democracies, equal rights, human dignity. And by the way, Teddy from Appleton, when I say equal rights, I also mean women and gay people. Imagine that. Who knew?
Yeah, all people.
All people.
Yeah, Maggie, I'm going to throw one more thing in, though.
Please do, Tom.
You know, the impact of a call like that led us down this path of not talking about the most important issues and talking about the past again. And it's one of those things that I've seen happen over and over and over again, that when the whataboutism happens, it takes valuable effort and time to talk about,
to debunk,
you know,
relitigating
the past, so to speak, instead of talking about the most important issues today.
Well, it reminds me of a thing that Maya Angelou said and spoke about at length when it comes to racism. What racism is, what misogyny is, what the whataboutism is it's a con.
Yes.
Because it forces Black folks, women, people that are trying to stand for these values to have a debate over here about some nonsense stuff.
Yes.
Right? That's the con. I'm glad that we returned to a discussion, right, about Trump's abandonment of NATO and the Western alliance and fundamental American values. I just want to acknowledge, again, Mark from Prairie du Sac, Steve from the 608, another Steve from also the 608, who's an Army vet, Ed from Madison. He's tired of all the fragile white males. Strength is in our diversity. Hats off to you, Steve. Tom from L.A., Larry from Deerfield, all of you, Robert from Fond du Lac, unbelievable. The support and feedback, everybody, I really, really, really appreciate it.
Yes.
Annie from Watertown. Let's see here. Pat from Watertown. Love them. Watertown, getting a lot
Watertown.
Of props here. I love it.
One of my favorite campaign stops.
Yeah.
Just love it.
I love me some Watertown, too.
Yep.
Thank you all for participating. I want to give our callers here a quick kick at the can, and then I do want to turn the page and get to J.B. Pritzker's budget address because, boy, it was one for the books. Rick from Waukesha, you're up next, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Well, I heard all of that. I thought I was at a military court-martial or something. I don't want to just pick pieces to put it in, but I studied Blackbeard, and if you understand how Blackbeard got to his demise, it was because of his dealings with government. He was a criminal, but he wasn't. And what's his name, that Italian, Mike, something he's going around talking about his career getting out of the mafia. It's the same thing when they make these deals. They're making deals for each other and not for their citizenry.
For their country.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Rick. I think that's Tom's point. That's my point, is if we can step back, and if you know, Immanuel Kant called it the veil of ignorance. Mm-hmm. Like if we can adopt the veil of ignorance and you just scrub which party it is and who it is. If Joe Biden had done what Donald Trump is doing right now, the outcry from the right would have been overwhelming. Some would be calling for his impeachment.
Yes.
So it's just. Ugh.
But here's what part I guess I'm really tired with Republicans, because it goes through the same three phases. It's he didn't say it.
Right.
Well, he did say it, but he didn't mean it. Well, he meant it, and it's going to be good for us. Just wait. And it's
just
always
wait.
The same. It's always the same three things. And it's like, how does this help today? What he's saying about Zelensky, what he's saying about the rest of NATO, you know, none of that is helpful in negotiations. Like you had articulately pointed out earlier, this is not about negotiations. This is Trump saying, here's the way it's going to be. This is good for me. And therefore just wait and see. It'll be good for the country, but it won't. It just won't.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Here we have Charles from Milwaukee. You go ahead, sir. Charles, you there?
Oh, yep, I am. You broke off right when you said my name. Oh, Maggie, I'm with the texter before. I'm so tired of the frail egos of these white conservative men. They cry more than 5 or 6 year olds. But I was calling for, it was 5,000 Taliban fighters, to be exact, that Donald Trump released.
Yes.
Not only did he release the 5,000 Taliban fighters, but he also closed down all of the air bases, all of the airports, except for that one. So he threw a grenade in this whole mix before he was walking out the door.
Yeah, he released 5,000 Taliban fighters.
Right.
It's almost like, what more do you need to say? He negotiated a terrible deal that Biden was stuck with. There's so much here. Dana from La Crosse. Great minds think alike, my friend. If Joe Biden did what Donald Trump is doing now, liberals would be calling for the conservatives would be calling for Joe's impeachment. I swear to you, Dana, I had not read your text message when I said that moments ago. Unbelievable. Let's move on to J.B. Pritzker. Because listen, I'm a fan of Tony Evers. He is a good man. He is not a slick politician, not a billionaire, lifetime of public service. I support Governor Evers. Man is like watching paint dry. God bless him. Paint dry. J.B. Pritzker, not like watching paint dry. This guy knows how to speak plain, speak the truth, and make the punches land. Let's just take them right in order, and we'll have a little bit of discussion after each one. And folks, if you were looking for the SAVE Act discussion, I'm going to do that tomorrow. And I have the Theo Bros, and I've got the J.D. Vance sounds. I'll probably flesh it out a little more before tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if we want to talk about misogyny and the manner in which Teddy from Appleton and sometimes CJ2 think they can speak to me, and other women with strong political opinions, don't y'all worry. We'll get there. Come join me tomorrow. Show starts at 2. We'll get right into it. And we'll start off with the SAVE Act tomorrow. But let's listen to Governor Pritzker gave his budget address yesterday to the state of Illinois.
I know it's in fashion at the federal level right now to just indiscriminately slash school funding, healthcare coverage, support for farmers, and veterans services. They say they're doing it to eliminate inefficiencies. But only an idiot would think that we should eliminate emergency response in a natural disaster, education and healthcare for disabled children. Gang crime investigations, clean air and water programs, monitoring of nursing home abuse, nuclear reactor regulation, and cancer research. Here in Illinois, 10 years ago, we saw the consequences of a rampant ideological gutting of government. It genuinely harmed people.
Yeah, you would have to be an idiot.
Yes.
I think we've got idiot in chief and his billionaire overlord currently in control. Again, I began today by talking about the fact that Donald Trump is taking an 84% cut to the department within HUD that is responsible for basically the billions in community development block grants that specifically helped rebuild communities after natural disasters. So how's that going to go for you, North Carolina?
He thinks the state should handle it. That's what he thinks.
With what money? I mean, like, yes. That's kind of the, it's like.
Well, Maggie, I'm waiting for states like California to say, okay, we're not sending you any more money, right? We're going to collect taxes. We're going to do things, but we're not sending it on to you.
Right.
Because if you just refuse to use the money the way it's congressionally allocated, then we're not going to send it anymore. And I think we're going to get to that point.
It's coming. I mean, it clearly is coming. There was another motion filed, and I forget because there's so many cases going on.
Right.
Asking a court to find the Trump administration in contempt of court for failing to actually follow the order to release said funding. I mean, right. It's happening almost on a daily basis. I know Jess is on the phone. She probably does five things at once. So Jess P.S. going to take us to the next Pritzker cut. Folks, this is J.B. Pritzker and his budget address to the state of Illinois last night.
This year, the surfacing difficulty is Donald Trump's and Elon Musk's plan to steal Illinois' tax dollars and deny our citizens the protection and the services that they need. I want to offer you a few examples. 20 million Americans, 700,000 of them here in Illinois, will lose health care coverage if congressional Republicans are successful in their effort to cut the Affordable Care Act. And rural hospitals across Illinois will be shuttered. The Trump administration cut off funding for food safety inspectors for nearly a month, impacting more than 70 meat and poultry facilities in Illinois. Without these inspectors, the supply chain collapses, prices go through the roof. From farmers to truckers to meat packers to retailers, jobs will be lost. Meals on Wheels programs, which home deliver 12 million meals per year to 100,000 seniors and people with disabilities in Illinois, are on the federal chopping block. This is real. The new administration and the Republican Congress and Elon Musk intend to take these programs away. For all the Illinoisans watching at home, let me be clear. This is going to affect your daily lives.
And that's the important part.
Yes.
The sad reality is that whether or not Teddy from Appleton thinks Donald Trump should be king and is the second coming, Teddy from Appleton and many, many people who support and voted for Donald Trump are eventually going to feel the pain. But by then, it will be too late. And I don't mean that in a fatalist way. It'll simply be too late to reinstitute all of those benefits to avoid these really outsized harm to veterans and working people across the nation, not just in the state of Illinois. We've got time for another cut. Yeah, let's take a listen.
There are people, some in my own party, who think that if you just give Donald Trump everything that he wants, he'll make an exception and he'll spare you some of the harm. I'll ignore the moral abdication of that position for just a second to say almost none of these people have had the experience with the president that I do. I once swallowed my pride to offer him what he values most, public praise on the Sunday news shows, in return for ventilators and N95 masks during the worst of the pandemic. We made a deal. And it turns out his promises were as broken as the BiPAP machines he sent us instead of ventilators. Going along to get along does not work. Just ask the Trump-fearing red state governors.
Going along to get along does not work. And there are a few people who have some memories of, you know, late 1930s, early 1940s Germany.
Yes.
Because right. The people that went along to get along then, we call them Nazis now, right? We don't make a distinction between those who wore the jack boots and marched right. and those who let them march. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. We've got Tom Paulswitz, my guest co-host on Thursdays, with me. And we've got each and every one of you joining us for this important discussion this afternoon. You've got one more crack at it before our show is out for the day. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And you're up next. And then we're going to L.A., Tom, and we're going to take a little bit more from the Illinois governor. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a moment.